Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is NDSU Farm and Ranch Safety Coordinator Angie Johnson. Harvest is upon us for small grains and pre-haul for sugar beets and plenty of other field activity going on here as well. That means that some of that is also taking place on roadways here. So let's talk about what are some of the big safety concerns here as we approach harvest and get into the thick of it this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like you had mentioned, harvest is gearing up. We're rolling right along with small grains and into sugar beet pre-harvest, and edible bean harvest is knocking down the door as well. And so really reminding all drivers, whether you are driving or an operator driving large farm equipment, or you are a general motorist trying to get to work or school, just a reminder, we need to share that road and be defensive drivers. And so you're going to see now heavy traffic presence, especially in the early morning hours, as now we have students heading back to school. We've got school buses back on the roads again. And so we really got to be mindful during those high traffic times in terms of when should we be transporting agricultural equipment, and having a good idea in terms of when those high volume traffic times are, so we can plan our routes ahead and take the safest route possible with trying to have the lowest amount of traffic taking place on those roadways as well.
I'm sure it's important to note too that a lot of people are pushing really hard, but it's still important to get rest and be paying a lot of attention while you do have to be out there. I mean, it's inevitable, but there's some measures you can take personally to help alleviate some of the risk.
Absolutely. Taking time to slow down, get adequate rest at night, and eat really good quality healthy food as well. You know, typically when it's go time and harvest time, I know you're fighting the clock and working sometimes against Mother Nature, but it seems to be that when we are in a rush, we start to make poor decisions and poor judgment calls on trying to hurry up and get something done, and that's when sometimes safety can take a back seat. And so being well rested, having a good nutritious meal, not just always munching on junk food as you're in the cab of that machine, taking time to be well hydrated as well to prevent headaches and that type of incident that can occur. And so being mindful of your surroundings helps you with your reaction times as well, and it really starts by getting good rest so you're not operating farm machinery in a fatigue state.
Any other safety concerns here to just touch on as we get into this season?
Yeah, absolutely. So I talked a little bit about sharing the road and making sure you're getting rest. But the other thing that I also want to emphasize is being a defensive driver, both as an equipment operator and as a general motorist in a vehicle. And so if you are a general motorist following large equipment, slow down. Take time to slow down and do not pass until you know that scene is safe. And oftentimes, as a vehicle operator, as a driver, you forget the fact that these large machines, they're not just going to be turning at an intersection like you normally would. They're going to be turning in field approaches, approaches that pop up in the middle of nowhere for that operator to turn and get in and get access into their field. And so be prepared, look ahead in terms of, you know, trying to anticipate where you think that machine operator is going to go. And for all of our equipment operators out there, make sure you're using your hazard lights. Make sure your turn signals are being used properly and that they work. Oftentimes, we don't realize our equipment lights don't work until we're put in that situation where we really need them to work. And so making sure you're staying in your lane and also watching for overhead power lines as well. Our equipment is so tall and large that it doesn't take much to snag that low-lying power line. And so making sure that you're aware of your surroundings, yard signs or mailboxes, roadway signs, anything like that that could be in the right of way of the ditch that you may snag with large equipment. So just be prepared, have a route in place, and take time to slow down both for equipment operators and general motorists.
You kind of touched on it already here too, but you mentioned fighting the weather a little bit. And the last couple mornings, we've seen some pretty heavy fog in the Red River Valley, and I know I've heard reports of other places too dealing with that, and that can also be something that is a little bit on the dangerous side too.
Absolutely, the conditions in the mornings recently, in terms of this heavy fog, have been really challenging. I know my drive into work has been significantly impacted by the heavy, dense fog that's been taking place, and so I can't stress enough that wait until the fog lifts in order to move equipment, if possible. It is really challenging to be able to see other motorists, and so making sure that if you are traveling during that type of weather incident, to make sure you've got lights on, have those lights on, whether you're in a tractor combine or a pickup or a car, get those lights on so you can see each other. And again, if at all possible, try not to move farm equipment, farm machinery during those foggy conditions. It's just not worth getting into an accident or causing some type of injury on the road system.
So switching gears a little bit here, last week was an exciting week for North Dakota Extension. Tell us a little bit about that and highlight some of the things that your Farm and Ranch Safety Program was dealing with there.
Absolutely. So in Des Moines, Iowa, last week was the National Association of County Agricultural Agents Conference, and so this is an opportunity where extension professionals from all across the United States and even beyond get together to really learn more from each other, provide different presentations about programs that work all across different states. And our Farm and Ranch Safety Team, our specifically our Farm Safety Camp program, actually was selected to present an oral presentation about our Farm Safety Camp program here in the state of North Dakota, and really highlighting what we do during our Farm Safety Camp program and how other states can actually implement what we do here in the great state of North Dakota. And so with that, we also were proud recipients of the 4-H Program of Excellence National Finalist Award. And so with that, our Farm Safety Camp team was recognized for the great and hard work that we do to offer farm safety to our teenage youth here in North Dakota. And so that was quite an honor to be recognized at a national level for our 4-H Youth Farm Safety Camp program.
Well, congratulations, and hopefully other states are able to utilize the information that you provided and get to do some more outreach that way.
Yes, thank you. That program would not have been possible without the hard work of our county extension agents. They're the drivers and have the passion and knowledge to help our young people and help their families really succeed in role modeling safety when it comes to working with young people on our farms and ranches. So we're excited for what the future holds. We're already planning for our 2024 farm safety camps in North Dakota, and we've actually had other states reach out to us asking more questions on how they can implement a program like ours in their state. So it's pretty proud and pretty humbling to have that type of support across the United States.
All right. Well, Angie, anything else that we should add or touch on here before we let you go?
I think one more important piece that probably sometimes doesn't always get the attention it deserves is that once small grain harvest ends, a lot of producers are out there getting ready with their ditching equipment or their drain tile. They're getting ready to drain tile and add more tile lines. And one thing I just want to caution and bring some more awareness to is making sure that you, if you're tiling or ditching yourself, or if you're working with a with a company that's installing that type of drainage system to make sure that they're calling 811 and making sure that there's not underground utility lines or pipelines buried underneath the soil surface where you're going to be doing digging and ditching applications. So just making sure you take a little safety precaution for an 811 call to come out and monitor and flag where those underground lines could be to help prevent a serious tragedy from taking place if one of those lines were to be hit.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the information and the update here again. Angie Johnson joining us on the Red River Farm Network.